Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been talking about the Commanders for 3.5 hours. I do want to run around the league because it was a very interesting weekend in the NFL. Weirdly, one of the biggest stories this weekend was not about football. It was about Mark Sanchez.
It's about football.
Yeah, I mean, because he
football
was...
Football player.
It's
it took a quick turn, Jay.
Dude.
When I first saw it, I was like, damn. Because, like, we just saw, like, a week or two ago, the backup quarterback of the Steelers got jumped in Dublin.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I'm like, damn, I wonder what happened. And they were like, oh, it happened in the morning. So I'm thinking, in the morning? I'm thinking, like, the morning I just woke up. Well, they call it 12:30 in the morning. 12:30 is not in the morning. I know it's the new day, but that's not in the morning. That's at night. That's at the freeze come out at night time. That's not in the morning.
Agreed.
And then when you hear the details, you go, what the hell was he doing? So, I don't know, man. Like somebody told me last night, that wasn't alcohol. I said bad salts or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know what is going on there. It is bizarre, to say the least.
Very.
I hope that the dude is okay, because he looks terrible in the pictures that have been released.
Yeah. I think I described it pretty well.
What's that?
Mark Sanchez got drunk, fought a dude, got stabbed, went to prison.
I don't know if he was just drunk, though, Lanford. That whole ordeal seems to be more than just drunk.
Yeah, I think we don't know enough. Now they're saying it's a felony.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
1 to 5 years. Good luck, dude. I don't know what's going on there. I hope everybody involved is okay. Big news, 3 games yesterday really stood out to me. The Ravens got their ass kicked.
Yep.
The Ravens are now 1-4. Seems like Lamar. I don't know. They were saying week to week, right? So he missed one game.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on the Ravens, B?
Man, it doesn't seem good. With Lamar being hurt and Derrick Henry wasn't running the ball effectively, I mean, and turning over the ball, but the defense don't seem to be able to stop nobody.
Nobody.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on with them. I know everyone is just blaming Zach Orr. The player's eventually going to take some ownership of this thing, right?
Think so. I mean, they got smoked.
That they did.
Because we were scrambling around and we were, you know, working the late game, you kind of are a little bit aware of the early games.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I caught a TV near the third quarter in that, and I was like, damn.
It was never... It never looked like they had a chance to even come back and do anything.
What is a more real statement? The Colts are now 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Colts demolished the Raiders yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Colts more real or the Ravens more frauds?
I don't know if they're frauds. I just think that their defense is not good.
Defensively, like for all the talk of a Super Bowl contender,
what we've always done is give their front office so much credit. Do they have everything they need defensively to be what they used to be as a defense.
Not the used to be of like Ray Lewis is so far gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even after Ray Lewis, they still were.
Yeah,
they were still tough defensively. Not right now. It doesn't seem like that.
Which team that had a big road win yesterday do you buy more? Denver goes to Philly, scores 18 unanswered to win the game. Broncos beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
New England goes to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Tight game throughout. Drake May was on fire in the second half of that game, made some really mm-hmm. impressive throws. Denver wins 21-17 in Philly. New England wins 23-20 in Buffalo. Which of those two are you buying more of?
I will buy.
Both are now 3-2.
They're both 3-2.
Bo Nix look good too. So it's not,
yeah, Bo Nix look good, but I think the Eagles have more internal strife, just like they did last year. They got it fixed last year. They already have stuff starting to happen this year where that problem is not gone completely, I think. You look at Buffalo, they went into that game, they were stumbling the whole game. And I think they got a little full of themselves. And I believe that Buffalo can get back on track. I think the Eagles got something brewing right now that may implode.
A.J. Brown?
It was him and Devontae, but Devontae got fed yesterday. So Devontae may back off. See, he never says anything. But words start popping out that he's disappointed as well. But A.J. doesn't stay quiet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what's funny is he does stay quiet, and then he just he subtweets people on social media, which I think is kind of lame. Did you see the attempted? Wasn't quite a Hail Mary because they were at like the 30 or 40 yard line, but Devontae was going up for the ball, and AJ Brown like basically tackled him for it. Mm-hmm. Did you see that play?
Nah.
You need to, because it was.
Hey, you already got too many damn receptions.
Here, I'm gonna show it to you.
That's what it seems like. You got too many receptions already. Great.
Look at this. So that's Devontae going up for it, and that's AJ Brown behind him. Look, going up for it in position.
Oh, he was trying to go get the ball.
Yeah, but through his own guy.
Yeah, but he was still trying to jump and go get the ball. I don't see. I thought he had like pulled him back. But he was still reaching his hands for the ball. But I'm just saying, man, they got some stuff brewing right there.
That was always my thing with the Eagles is they had such a talented roster. But, like, remember, through five games last year, Philly was loading up. Philly Sports Radio fired Nick Sirianni. Sirianni argued with a fan on the sideline, then brought his kid into the presser as a human shield.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was not. That was a year ago today.
Yeah.
The new offensive coordinator is not Kellen Moore. I think we know that much.
Mm-hmm.
Still a loaded team. I'm not counting the Eagles out by any stretch, but yep. It is. They got stuff brewing there.
They do.
Did you see Arizona, dude? Did you ever in your football playing life?
I get in the end zone first.
Would that have ever been like a consideration?
Nah, but see, this is the problem. This is the problem with sports today.
That's been going on a while, not just today.
It's more a problem with sports today.
DeSean Jackson did it.
He did, and he saw it. People see that. Everybody want to be cool. You know what I'm saying? They got to do the little thing. BS. Get your ass in the end zone, then do what the hell you want to do. Dropping the ball at the goal line and all that, trying to be smooth. Nah, it's just stupid. 100% stupid.
I mean, 100% stupid, for sure. Here's what we got to do. We got to make some bets. We got some football on tonight, fired up. Should be Chiefs-Jags is an interesting game, and I fear I'm going to have to land on a side that I don't have a ton of faith in. There is a system pick.
You taking the Jags?
We'll find out next. It's B. Mitchell.
Be careful. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ryan to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.